last night, but you know, I put that card in God's computer last night, and it pushed out on me. So that wasn't what God wanted, and I'm going to have to obey the Lord. I promised you, to the best of my ability, that I'd try my best to do that, and so we're going to have to come back and go what God, the way God would have us to do. But in 2 Kings chapter, well, I'm looking at chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 of the second book of Kings, the third chapter. When you found it, again, I want to ask you to stand with us as we read together this evening. 2 Kings chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. Let's listen to these two verses now as God speaks to our heart. The Bible there says, and he, this is talking about Elisha, and he said, thus saith the Lord, make a valley full of ditches, for thus saith the Lord, ye shall not see wind, neither shall ye see rain, but that valley shall be filled with water, that ye may drink, both ye and your cattle, and your beasties. Now let us pray. While our heads are bowed tonight, I wonder if there's one in our midst, a Christian maybe, that's not where you need to be with the Lord, and you'd be honest with God, to lift up your hand and say, preacher, I want you to pray for me in this prayer. Or maybe you're here and you've never known him as your personal Savior tonight, and you care enough about your soul that you don't want to die and go to hell, but that you'd raise me your hand and say, preacher, I just want you to pray for me that I won't die and go to hell tonight. I wonder if there's anyone tonight. God bless that hand. Wonder if God bless that hand. God bless that hand. Yes, bless that one. Or the another one tonight. You know your condition tonight. I don't. But certainly tonight, if you're here and you're lost and undone without God, you need somebody to pray for you today. And I want to be that one tonight. If nobody else tonight, I want to be that one to pray and lift your soul up to the Lord tonight. Or the another one anywhere, man, woman, boy, or girl. Amen. Let us pray.
Thank you, Jesus.
Our Father in heaven this evening, Lord Jesus, as we come before you again this side of a never-ending eternity, thanking you, Almighty God, for this privilege that you've given us tonight to come upon our bending knees tonight, Heavenly Father. And as we come, Lord, we come resting in you, relying upon you in this hour, Heavenly Father, tonight, God, because you know our needs tonight, Father. And it seems to me tonight that our needs are great, Heavenly Father, but only God that you can supply all that need according to riches and glory. If I know my heart tonight, God, I just want to know my hand. I just stand in this camp at this hour, Heavenly Father, for you tonight, God. I realize tonight that I can't do anything within myself, Lord. Only trusting in you and obeying you tonight, Father, is all that I can do. And I find it's hard to do anything in the life of tonight, Father, but I'm free. I'm that you'll anoint me the Holy Spirit tonight, God, as I stand before this floor. Heavenly Father, to minister another portion of thy praise. Father, we pray for these hands that went up. Tonight, God, you know the hindering cause in their life tonight, Heavenly Father. I pray, Almighty God, the conviction of the Holy Spirit of God will come right now and light upon those hearts tonight, Heavenly Father. Use me, if you please, the Lord, this evening, Heavenly Father, as an instrument to bring about that conviction tonight, Heavenly Father. As I preach the word, as you tell us in your gracious word, they can't be saved until they've heard the word. And they cannot hear the word until there's been a man called that'll stand and preach it tonight, Heavenly Father. And God, anoint me tonight, Heavenly Father, in that Holy Spirit. Now bless the church, O Lord, we pray tonight, God. Help us to come together in unity. Let us lay aside the worries and the cares of the life outside this building tonight, Heavenly Father. Let us put on the armor of God that we might withstand against the wiles of Satan here in this place tonight. Have your own way, Heavenly Father. We'll be careful to bow more the heads to give you the humble praise, honor, and glory for all that you do. For we ask it in Jesus' name. Amen. And amen. And you may be seated. I want to speak to you tonight upon this thought, ditches in the valley. Certainly tonight, I hope that you were listening to the scriptures in which we read in your presence tonight. And if you were, I'm sure that you understand, and some of you preachers probably, sometime in your ministry, I've preached this, maybe many times, and certainly tonight it's a revival within itself when you just take the Word of God
down tonight and listen to it as we read together. My friend, this evening, take it unto heart. It'll bless your heart and your soul if you'll just listen to it tonight. But I want to go back and get the background in which these scriptures was given to us tonight. I believe it's very important again tonight that we see what God is saying here tonight. Now, as we find the Bible teaches me that there were a king over the land of Egypt by the name of Ahab. I'm sure that you recall hearing about this man, talking about him, teaching about him, preaching about him, even a man by the name of Ahab. And the Bible said here was a king of Moab that had made a promise to King Ahab of Israel, my friend, that he was going to render unto him 100,000 sheep and or lambs, I believe that it was, and 100,000 rams for my friend, for wool. Listen to me tonight. And then the Bible said it came to pass, and I believe you'll find this in verse somewhere about 3 or 4 there. The Bible said, and it came to pass that Ahab died. My friend, the singing, listen to me, and the old king of Moab, the Bible said that he welched on his deal. He said, now no, since the king of Israel has died, now I won't have to stand up to my part of the deal. Listen to me tonight, my friend, and so many times we think, well, you know, today, my friend, that if a person dies and leaves this whole world, it's all over. Everything that we owe them. Listen to me tonight, friend, to settle my debt. Listen to me tonight, my friend, but listen, that wasn't the way it was with the children of Israel. The Bible said, King of Moab, I said, now I think, I'm thankful that I won't have to pay that debt. And it was a tremendous debt. My friend, they're sitting, there's people running about over the face of this earth today that's trying to wilt on the bargains and on the debts that they've made in this present life. But my friend, they're sitting, listen to me, I don't think very much of a man that won't pay his honest and just debts. My friend, they're sitting, listen unto me, and there's many a person today that's sitting in the house of God. My friend, that those people that are trying to run away from it, hey man, hoping that something's going to happen to them so they won't have to pay that debt. My friend, they're sitting, but listen, let's continue on. The Bible said, now here, the king of Israel, become angry because the old king of Moab wouldn't stand up to his end of the deal. My friend, the senior, so the Bible said, I believe that Jehoshaphat was the man's name that was king over Israel at this time. Listen to me tonight, my friend. And the Bible said in his sin, down yonder to Judea, to the king of Judea, sent a letter down there to him, said, listen, the king of Moab is welched on his deal. He ain't wanting to pay his debts, and I wonder if my neighbor would join with me in making war against the king of Moab. The old king of Judea sent a letter back and said, yeah, I will. I'll join with you. He said, my men of war is your men of war. My horses are your horses. My friend, my beasts are your beasts. I'll join with you and we'll fight against the enemy. And the Bible said also that the king of Israel, Jehoshaphat, I believe that it was, sent another letter out down to Edom, my friend Edom. And the Bible said he asked that king also if he would join with him in this battle against the Ammonites or the Moabites. My friend, the sin, yes. The Bible said the old king of Edom done that likewise. He said, I'll join you in this war. Hey, man, the sin, now I want you to get the picture. The Bible said here they was. They all came together for the purpose of going out against the old Ammonites that day. I see the men of Israel. I see the men of Judea. I see the men of Edom as they were dressed out in their battle of rain. My friend, listen to me. They spared no expense. Listen to me. They did in the condition to fight this battle. Hey, my good friend. Oh, listen to me tonight, my friend. That's just about where we stand tonight. We're sparing no expense. My friend, to look pretty good on the battlefield. Listen to me tonight, my friend. And not see these kings, as the Bible said, they go down. I gave everything they had to the army. You know, today, I believe the record shows right now that our defense bill is higher in this United States of America than it's ever been, my friend, and yet we're at peace. I know where today is our soldiers falling beneath this sword of the enemy, and yet we're continually building arms, my friend. That one of these days, I'm afraid, it's going to do us harm. My friend, the same, but we're perspiring. I'm no expense, friend. If you'll pardon the expressions, my friend, we're actually killing little children, my friend and I, so that we can afford this budget. Amen. We're letting little children starve to death so that we can afford this budget. Listen to me tonight, my friend. I've always said, and I'm standing cured, my friend, before you tonight, get patriotic as I can be. I've always said that I believe that if a job would get done in this world today, the United States is going to take the head, and it's going to do it. Amen. But I'm wondering, my friend, if we ain't wasting a lot of time, a lot of money, because again, I see these men, these three kings with their armies, my friend out here, all getting ready to go to battle. My friend, and I listen to me, as the Bible said, I can almost hear the trumpet as it begins to sound. Amen. To put them in on the way out there against that old enemy. Amen. To sing and listen. It must have been a great crowd of men out there this evening on that battlefield. Listen to me tonight, but it didn't seem to face the enemy. Amen. They didn't give in. They stood their ground. My friend, listen. Unto me tonight, we see the Bible said that as the sounding of the trumpet, the men went forward to war as they began to fight or make preparations to fight. I hear it throughout the ranks. My friend, there came a word from the bottom to the top. Oh, there's something wrong. Oh, there's something wrong. Oh, we forgot something. Amen. To see it. Listen unto me. I hear the trumpet. I begin to see it's blowing. I see the men with a smile of victory upon their face, the desire in their heart. My friend, begin to frown because there's something wrong. Listen unto me tonight. Oh, beloved, I notice tonight the church is quieting down a little bit. There must be something wrong tonight. We still got the same faith to fight tonight. Oh, then we fought in this place last night. Amen. Tonight, my friend, listen unto me. It's not time, my friend, to sing it. But we forgot something. Maybe it's something throughout the day or somewhere another that you forgot to drop your knees and come in with God. Maybe it was around on the breakfast table this morning, or you forgot to drop your head and ask God's blessing upon the food before you. Amen. And I, somewhere there's something wrong. We forgot something tonight, my friend, and until we can find out what it is, we're not going to be victorious in this battle tonight. Amen. Tonight, we may have to get down like the days of old upon our knees, pray a little bit, fast a whole lot. Amen. Tonight, to find out of the hindrance in this battlefield, and then we're on tonight.
Amen. There's a hindrance there, some word.
Wow.
This is giving it out. Look at it now, if you will. Amen. This evening. Now, this old king said, no, now I don't have to pay this debt. Amen. Because the man whom I owe it to is now dead. Hey, listen to me tonight. Yes, friends. So these three kings said, now we're just going to show you we're going to have what's ours, regardless of what you say. Amen. This evening. So they become just that stubborn, so to speak. Listen to me tonight. I want you to notice one thing here tonight. This is very important. Tonight, the children of Israel, if I understand the word of God, even to their king, was at this time not a worshiper of the Heavenly Father. And I'll prove that to you in a little bit. I want to repeat that tonight because this is important.
although they were God's chosen people, the Israelites, but at this time, I want to repeat tonight, friend, they were not worshiping the Heavenly Father. Some way or another, they set up other gods before the Heavenly Father. Listen to me tonight, friend, and if I understand also, did Judea, my friend, the king of Judea, my friend, the city, and likewise to the king of Edom tonight, they were not worshipers of the Heavenly Father. Listen to me tonight, and I'm going to prove that to you in a little bit sometime tonight, my friend. Listen to me. But let's rush along here tonight. Now listen, as they were now out there on the battlefield and all ready to go to battle, friend, you know, listen, sometimes we can get all geared up, hey man, just be on fighting fire, ready to go, and it seems that nothing's going to stop us. Hey man, to see, I love to see people that way, if they ain't forgot something. Amen, to see him. But listen, so many times tonight, my friend, how we'll set out, as I believe I touched on briefly last night, how we'll set out, my friend, to see him. How about my friend left the main thing behind? Amen, to see him. Now I believe how these men had plenty to eat, because if I understand the Israelites, they believed in eating. Amen, to see him. I believe they ate plenty and had plenty to eat on the battlefield. I believe the moms and the sisters and the wives. Amen. To see me back yonder in the camp. Amen. To see me see that their soldiers had plenty to eat. Amen. To see me probably stay up nights on end preparing the meal. My friend to see me all that lemon bread. Amen. And all that stuff that they would need out there on the battlefield. Sewing up those little holes in their trousers. Making sure they had a clean and a good shirt on. And making sure their armor was put perfectly. Amen. They had their shield and their spears and all of these things. Yet now we're ready to go. Amen. The singing. Well, listen to me. Amen. My friend, the singing. Last night when we started the revival, maybe it was up on your mind. Yet now we're ready to go. Amen. The singing. But listen, I tell you, there's one thing we better think about tonight, and I want to let you stand in this short of tonight. And when the Israel I begin to hear how that little fella I come running through the ranks. Oh, there's something wrong. We forgot something. Don't start fighting yet. Amen. Wait a little while. Amen. The sin. Listen to me. The main thing that they forgot was the water. Amen. The sin. And listen. There he was out on the battlefield. I didn't have a drink of water for himself. I didn't have any water for the beast. Amen. The sin. Listen to me, friend. Oh, what a disgrace it was to the captains of the army. Amen, to see him. Because they didn't have any water. Amen, to see him. Oh, what a disgrace it was my friend, to those soldiers for not thinking about the horse in which carried them into the battlefield. Amen, to see him. You know, today, my friend, listen to me tonight. Sometimes we can get victory so strong in our minds. My friend is singing. I want it to be this way. It's so much that we will forget the most important part. My friend is singing. I want to declare unto you tonight. My friend tonight. I believe this water right here stood for the Holy Spirit of Almighty God. My friend tonight. I don't care how long you stay on your knees. I don't care how many prayer rooms you may meet into. I don't care how many mountaintops you gather on. Without the Spirit of God in your heart and life, you're not going to have a revival. Come on, friend, to see it. Amen. I want to say unto you, soldiers of the cross tonight, you're on the battlefield. You're all in rain. You're ready to go. But for God's sake, in the name of the Father, don't forget how the most important part to fight the battle with.
Amen.
They've forgotten the water. Don't start the battle yet, boy. Good thing the enemy hadn't yet got ready. They'd have been defeated.
Yeah.
Three kings against one. Mighty armies as it was, they would have been defeated if the enemy was ready to fight.
Amen.
But listen to me tonight, friend. I know today we don't like much outwardly appearance of the Holy Spirit. We'd rather just let it be quiet.
Oh, yeah.
We'd just rather not let nobody know that it lives within us. But friend, listen to me tonight. That's just as much as Satan would have us
to
be denied.
Oh, yes.
And I don't know about you. I've said so many times, even in my own church, something as great as God is and as big as He is and as little and as weak as I am, I can't contain the hand of Almighty God. I need the Holy Spirit in my life. I want to stand here tonight and say emphatically that I cannot survive in this world without the Holy Spirit. I witnessed many, stood over the box of many, gazed into the eyes of the family of my friend this evening, and knowing that there were many of those that were lost and undone, trying to say something over that body, that his life proved that he didn't bear any spiritual fruit in this life of my friend, and yet I tried to console the family, friend. There's not much you can say, amen, when the Spirit of God is not there. There's very little that you can say. But here are these three kings that said, now, I guess there is something wrong. I'm glad you brought it to my attention. Amen, to see you. Listen to me tonight. How, friend, I see these people here tonight. My, how the old kings could have jumped all over. How those old captains over the rank, my friend, listen to me tonight. But I don't say this. I have to end. Amen, to see. I don't see one disturbing word against that old captain. Amen, I don't know. Maybe they had a water boy. I don't know. Maybe they had a captain over the wagon water wagons. I don't know. It doesn't make any difference. But I don't hear any cross words between them, my friend. I seem like they were so glad to find out that they left the water back behind. Amen, the sin bold, but I weep to God today that that's the way it is. I would be today. Amen, it seems today, my friend, that if you walk up to somebody that's forgot something in their life, and you begin to tell them how they're ready to fight you. Amen, the sin, and listen to me. I'm a fearless hurry along tonight. My friend, I promise you, it wouldn't hold you as long as we did last night. Let's look at me, my friend. How the Bible said now, when they found out there was no water among the soldiers, what did they do? And I want you to listen to this tonight, friend. Amen. Thanks be to God for a people like this. But I want you to remember, and again I'll say, I'll prove it to you in a little bit. These were not followers of the Heavenly Father. Amen. The sin, they did not know Him and did not worship Him. Listen to me tonight. We find the Bible teaches us how my friend, as they begin to find out there was no water among them tonight. Listen to me. Reminds me how my friend this group reminds me of an old Western movie I saw many years ago. This old man, my friend, I believe that he had robbed a bank or something or another, to the best of my recollection, and he had sacks full of gold. My friend, as he making his get away, he had to go through the desert. My friend, this evening, in order to get away from the law, he had to go through the desert. Amen, this evening, I see this man, for a little while, out there in the middle of that old desert, with a sock boiling down. My friend, this evening, with a sacks of gold slung over his shoulder. His horse had already given up and laid down. My friend, this evening, but I could almost hear him. If it had been reality, I could almost hear him say, I'd give every bit of the gold that I have around my shoulder tonight for a big glass of water. Amen. The Amen. My friend, I see the children of Israel, beloved, and the Ammonites, and the Judeans, feeling just that way. My friend, the Senate, so what did he do? The Bible said, listen to me tonight, my friend, the
he said, the old king of Israel, I begin to say, is there a prophet? Amen to sin. Is there a prophet here? Listen to me tonight. Oh, my friend. Listen to me tonight. My friend, listen to me. Tonight, my friend, there's so many people that'll come up with situations in their lives today. They'll run around behind the corner. Listen to me. They'll get a magazine. They'll turn the television on. They'll run to the doctor. Amen to see him. How to soothe the problems. How to take care of those things. That is literally tormenting them. Listen to me tonight. Listen, I see this king. He didn't ask for the water boy. He didn't say who's in charge of the water wagon. Listen to me tonight. But no, he said, is there a prophet here? I'm a friend to see him. I say unto you tonight, how many times I lay upon my bed tonight, I'm a friend, for many nights, I'm a friend tonight, a weeping that some of my people won't call upon me in the time of their need. I'm a friend to see him. Listen to me tonight, my beloved. I know today we're living in a time where it seems like that we can live and get along without the man of God. But listen to me tonight. And many people today, some of my church members, are living that way. They're thinking they can get along without the preacher. Listen to me tonight. Beloved, I want to say unto you tonight, I've had them to lunge at me. Literally lunge at me with their fists. I've had them to shove me about. My friend, I've had them to lice me with their tongues. My friend tonight, listen to me tonight. But beloved, tonight, I've tried to live the life before them, knowing that one day, out of my friend tonight, a trouble was going to come their way, and they was going to need somebody. My friend this evening, I've tried to love them in the hour of my trouble tonight. Listen to me tonight. When they were ridiculing me, when they were shouting me, I tried to love them, hoping and praying that I could be the one that when that need arose in their life, that they'd be calling for. Is there a prophet here tonight? Listen to me tonight. Oh, yes, my friend. You may go on in a haphazard way in this life tonight, but somewhere before you leave of this world, you're going to want somebody to come down by the side of that bed and have a word of prayer with you.
Well, praise God.
Is there a prophet here? Somebody spoke up and said, yeah, Elisha's here. Yeah, Elisha's here.
Amen.
Oh, you remember him, old king.
Oh, yeah.
He was the one that poured the water on Elijah's hands. He's here. He's in our midst. Friend, you listen to me tonight. He said, well, thank God for that. Now we've got somebody to inquire before the Heavenly Father for us and tell us what to do in this situation.
Yeah.
Amen. The city, Lord. I want you to get the picture again now. Here, these men, these soldiers, though they were enrained in their battle garments, my friend. Listen to me tonight, and yet they were out on the battlefield without water. And the enemy, no doubt now, was beginning to get ready to start the fight. Amen. The city. So they said, now, there's something got to be done. Amen. The city. Listen to me again. I realize today, and I know many people just in this condition today that's going on and living their life. Hey man, they've got all of us to live Here in this life, you can talk to them, and it's like pouring water on a duck back. It goes in one ear, right out the other. Amen. But see, listen, I want to declare unto you tonight, church, if your pastor is the man that's meant for this church, and he's standing in the center of God's will, you better share your burdens. You better share your problems with him. Amen. But see, because you see again, he's the man that God has chose how to stand in the gap for you.
Amen.
Amen. The singing, don't run around behind the building and talk to somebody else. Care enough about the man of God that you'll share your problems with him. Amen. The singing, listen, I wanted to go just one step further tonight. Beloved, that is to say, this may burn your ears, but that's all right. Honey, the singing reality is reality. If he's a man that you feel like you can't share your heartaches and your problems with, get out of the church and let him alone and let the church go on. Father, send this son come to me tonight. Is there a prophet, my friend, somebody to help us in this situation here tonight? Yes, there is one. He that he one time stood and poured water on the hand of Elisha. Elisha is his name. Amen. The singing. He's right here. Then let him intercede with the Heavenly Father for us and tell us what to do. And so they came unto Elisha, my friend, the singing. And Elisha said, listen, come to this tonight. He said, well, what you want me to do? Amen, the singing. I'm beloved. He said, and first, first of all, he said, now listen. He said, why don't you go to the prophets of your father? Why don't you go to the prophets of your mother? Amen. The singing. Why come to me? Go to them in whom you serve. This is what makes me believe. Beloved, here the Israelites were not worshiping the Heavenly Father. Again, Elisha told them to go back to the prophets and ask the prophets of their mother and their fathers what they should do. But then he conceded. Amen. Again, he thought, well, if I don't, there may come a time when they'll need help and they won't call on me. And so he said, what will you that I do for you? Amen. The singing, my friend. And he said, they told him, I said, now look, here we have already to fight the battle, but we don't have any water in the camp. Tell us, my Lord, what would you have us to do?
Yeah, amen.
I want you to listen to this. I want you to listen to this.
Blessing Jesus.
Too many of us don't want to be told how to do it, do we?
No, true.
And when we are, we want the reason why we have to do it.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
But listen to me. That's it. I like this, first of all. He said, all right, before I tell you anything, before I intercede with God for you, I want you to do me a favor. Listen to me, my friend. I believe it was Joshua, wasn't it? Or if my memory don't serve me quite correctly tonight, but it seems it was Joshua that as long as they held his hands up, the battle was victorious. The battle was won because they helped the man of God up. Listen to me tonight, friend. I'm wondering. I want you to hear me tonight. I'm wondering if this ain't the condition of many of our churches today. We're getting tired of the man that's preaching the word of God. And we were saying away with him, man. We quit holding up his hands.
Yeah.
And that's why we're not getting into victory today.
Amen.
Listen to me tonight. But listen. Here he says now, before I tell you what God would have you to do, I want you to do me a favor.
Amen.
I want you to get me ready so that I can intercede with God in your behalf. How is he going to do that? How in the world can somebody that don't know God get a man that's on fire for God, filled with the Holy Ghost, with great power, help a man like that? All right, listen to me.
The Bible said here he had this proposition with a man. He said, are they a musician? Are they somebody that's got a strained instrument in the camp?
Well,
listen to me tonight, friend. I know many times we come into the house of the Lord and we get ready for the message, and we that has the opportunity to sing, God's blessed us with the talent to do so. Listen to me tonight. We that can play the string instruments, my friend, tonight has the talent to do so. We come in, we just flop down on our pew, and we warm 18 inches of pew, and we let everybody do their own thing, and we don't do nothing in the house of the Lord. And then come time for the preaching hour for him, we wonder, why is the preacher not getting through to God this morning? What's wrong with that old preacher this morning? My, he just ain't said anything yet. Listen to me tonight for him, but listen, I want you to know tonight, my beloved, that you had a part in what that old man of God said. He said, now listen to me tonight. He said, before I intercede with God in your behalf tonight, friend, he said, I want you to bring me somebody that plays an instrument. Amen. To sing it, I want to hear a little music before I begin to commune with God. Amen. To sing it, brother. Are you listening to me tonight? If there's one thing that sets my soul ready for the preaching of the Word of God, it's good spiritual singing. Amen. To sing it, friend. And I want to say this tonight on the behalf of that brother. If you'll come into the house of God with good spiritual singing, the church is going to be revived every Sunday morning. Amen. It'll be on par for God. When my friend the singing, we begin to use the talents in which God has entrusted us with. I want to say tonight, friend, we're going to see great things begin to happen. My friend the singing, listen to me, not only that, but I want to say, beloved, you too will be revived when there's good spiritual singing. Somebody that'll rear back, not because maybe that they know so much music, not because they have a beautiful vocal voice, amen, to sing, but because they love the Lord God Almighty, and the same, my friend, the singing. I see you begin to ring on those old joy bells. People are going to fit it, amen, around and about, amen, to sing. And then, my friend, you talk about preaching, amen, if that man again, is standing where God has called him to stand. Amen. And he's in the center of God's will. I tell you, he'll tell you something that'll bless your heart. He'll intercede with God in your behalf. Amen. This evening, Elijah said, now, I want somebody to play a little music for me. None of this old rock and roll stuff. None of this old swing stuff. None of this old contemporary stuff. But the old-fashioned gospel, I want to hear it. My friend, the singing, listen to me tonight. And then we listen for a little while. The Bible said he went down upon his knees and he began to intercede with the Heavenly Father. And he said, Father, what would you have him to do? He rose up off of his feet and he said, now listen, here's what the Heavenly Father said. Amen, the singing. He said, I want you to go out there, right where all the soldiers are. I don't want you to move out of a place where they're standing. I want you to begin right where they are. They're singing, my friend. And he said, I want you to help him to dig this valley full of ditches. Amen. They're singing. Listen to me tonight. Oh, would to God tonight that we get a pick and shovel in our hands tonight. And in this valley of where we're standing tonight, we begin to dig some ditches. Listen to me tonight. My beloved, you say, preacher, what are you talking about? I'm not going to sin. Listen to me. I see the old soldiers. Maybe they begin to groan. And they begin to mumble. What is with this old man of God having me do any such a thing as this? He said, now listen. Listen to me, my friend. I've said many times, we don't want to do but very little. And it's very hard to get us to do anything without giving us
the reason why. But Elisha said, I want you to have them to dig the ditches. Are you not going to hear the wind? Are you not going to see the wind? Are you not going to see the rain? But he said, God, your heavenly Father is going to fill the ditches so that you have plenty to drink and you water your beasties with. My friend, the Savior, oh, my God, tonight, how that I would to God, how that we could believe God enough to know, beloved, that we too would get out in the valley and dig a few ditches.
Well,
amen.
Praise the Lord. He's able.
Do you know tonight, listen to me, do you know what opens the portals of glory? Is it the sinner walking in, or the Christian walking in? What opens the portals of glory, the throne of God, is a person crying out for help.
Amen. Amen.
Listen to me. And I don't care who it is. And I don't care where they're at tonight. The throne of God is open.
Yeah.
At the call of him. These Israelites, this king of Israel, said, Lord, help us. Help us. I don't know. Maybe they murmured and maybe they grumbled about it. I don't know. But anyhow, tonight, the Bible says they dug the ditches.
Mm-hmm.
Listen to me. And looking at verse 20. And I'm very quickly coming to a close. Verse 20 of this third chapter. And here's the answer. Tonight, my friend, the next morning, after the ditches was completed, man had done his part. He sought God. He cried out for help. The door to the throne of God opened to them. They went out there. They took the mattock, the shovel in hand. They worked. They did their part. The Bible said the next morning, listen to me, the next morning God moved upon the scene. There was not one grain drop that fell from the heavens. There was not one little snicking of wind that arose that night. But the next morning, when the children of Israel got up to offer up their meat offering, that was very early in the morning. The next morning, when they offered their meat offering, they went out someone, no doubt beat them out there to the old ditches, put their dug that evening and finished up. And no doubt I could just about hear them. Tonight, my friend, as they were out there to see that blue, clear water running down those old ditches, come running back to the camp and said, all those ditches that we dug out our last night filled with water. The Spirit of God came down that night and filled up those ditches of water. And they had plenty. And listen to me, not only did they have the thing that they themselves had left behind, God supplied that need. But the Bible said they went on victoriously won the battle against these Moabites. Listen to me tonight, friend. Now I want to say this tonight in closing. Some of you raised your hand a moment ago. I believe there was four of them, if I'm not mistaken. Now I want you to listen to what I have to say now for just the next few moments of time. In the 25th chapter of the book of St. Matthew, the Bible says, gives us a parable there about 10 people. The Bible says that here came the time that the bridegroom was to make his appearance from his chamber. The doors were still open up.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody that was outside that door was going to have the privilege to go in.
All right.
Listen to me tonight, friend. And the Bible said there were 10 virgins outside that door just waiting for that door to open so they could walk in.
Amen.
And while the bridegroom hindered or lingered for a little while, listen to me, friends, they began to trim up their lamps. These 10 virgins did. They began to trim up their lamps. And they began to set them up and put them alight so they could burn to see when the bridegroom came. But there was 5 of these virgins that didn't have any
oil in their lamps.
Amen.
Listen to me, didn't have any water in their life. Listen to me, did not cleanse. And the Bible said that while they found out, when they found out they didn't have any, they asked for the 10 5 virgins that did have it, said, "Give us of your oil that we too might have it." They said, "No, we can't. Because if we give you what we've got, then there wouldn't be enough for us. And we'd all be out." Listen to me tonight, friend. But the Bible says that they told them, the 5 wise virgins told the 5 foolish, that they'd go back yonder and buy you some. But friend, listen to me tonight now. You've done your great part tonight when you raised me your hand and said, "Preacher, I want you to pray for me." But listen, there's another step that you've yet got to make before you can enter the kingdom of God. While these 5 foolish virgins was out yonder to buy themselves some oil, the bridegroom came. Listen to me tonight, friend. Yes, but you might say, "Well, I'm going to put it off now another day. I'm going to wait on later in the week or another time." But I want to declare to you tonight, the Bible says today is the day of salvation. Behold, right now is the accepted time. I want to say to you tonight, yes, when these 5 foolish virgins came back, Jesus or the bridegroom had already come and took those that were ready back home with him. Listen to me tonight, friend. This could be the very hour that Jesus comes in the clouds of glory. And I want to say to you tonight, your life is like a little pot of water that you place upon a boiling in a heated stove, and it begins to boil. The steam rises up for a little ways, and then it vanishes away. That's your life, friend.
Yeah.
It's like a flower that is cut down, and like the grass, it's soon cut down, and it's cast into another, and it is no more. Job, I believe that it was, said that man that was formed of a woman was of but a few days and full of trouble. Friend, if you knew tonight, to you that raised your hand, if you knew how close the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ is tonight, I believe you'd accept this opportunity and get right with him tonight. I'm going to ask you to stand. If you will, I'm going to ask you to come around the piano and sing that old song, "Just As I Am Tonight." Friend, listen to me tonight. You that raised your hand, I said, thank God that you've made that much of an effort tonight. But I ask you, I beg you in Jesus' name, turn loose that pew where you're standing tonight. Come here and let me pray with you tonight, friend. I'll beg Jesus, I'll intercede with God in your behalf if you'll come tonight as they sing this wonderful old hymn. Would you come?